Throughout the life and ministry of Jesus, he demonstrated liberty and freedom from sins and bondage of evil. For Jews, if a person is possessed by the devil, it is associated with sickness and diseases, because for them, it is the consequence of sins and being in Satan's control. That's why when Jesus expels demons, he also cured and liberated these people from the bondage of sins. The two men were possessed by legion of evil spirits, which translated to 6,000 strong force of evil. They were so tough and powerful that no one could ever help the two men, and people were terrified, avoiding them, and could not pass that way. But this powerful force has no match to the power of Jesus. His words are more powerful than the 6,000 strong army of evil. He just say, "Go," and then came out from the two men. God's words reminds us that no destructive force can keep anyone from the peace and safety which God offers to those who seek his help. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you, because you have made the Lord your refuge, the Most High your habitation. That is from Psalm 91. So my dear brothers and sisters, whatever's our condition now, whether we are in pain, sick, financially burdened, emotionally or physically unstable, there is one who can help us to deliver us from all these things: Jesus Christ. He can wipe down our difficult situations. Just kneel down and pray like the two men who asked help from him. And Jesus will say, "Go, you are healed." My sisters and brothers, let us pray that we too may be liberated from any evil influences or addictions which dominate and prevent us from being the kind of person God wants us to be. God will always heal us for every disease and sickness, because God is more the most powerful in everything, even the evil one. No match the goodness of God is no match from the evil one. He is God who is powerful.